It is October 30th. We're making this podcast virtually. And today we're going to be talking about fashion and its impacts on our personalities and lives. My name is Amber Doctor. I am a web design major at Pima.
My name is Jules. I am a business marketing major here at Pima, and I do plan on furthering my degree at the U of A.
Hi, my name is Forher. I'm fashion design major at the Pima, and I'm so excited to talk about this topic today.
Perfect. Okay, let's dive in. So first, fashion in itself is a powerful tool for self-expression, allowing us to communicate our identity, values, even our moods. It silently conveys aspects of our status, cultural backgrounds, and personal identities. It can also impact our confidence, mood, and behavior. This is a phenomenon supported by a concept known as enclothed cognition. Fashion's influence extends beyond aesthetics. It reflects cultural and social dynamics, offering insights on traditions, social status, and group affiliations, while evolving trends shape personal style choices, often swayed by social media and peer pressure. Throughout history, fashion has not only been an aesthetic pursuit, but also a vital form of expression that influences individual behavior and societal norms, making it a dynamic form of nonverbal communication that goes beyond surface appearance and impacts how we perceive ourselves while others perceive us. We're going to dive a little deeper into this, but I did want to start off with a question. Fashion allows people to craft their unique identities, especially in a world where first impressions are formed very quickly. Wearing a particular style can make someone feel more confident and in control of how they are perceived by others. For example, someone who wears vibrant colors may come across as bold and outgoing, while a person who opts for more neutral tones might seem more reserved. How do you both feel your clothing choices reflect your personality?
I think my fashion style, because I go from streetwear to summer dresses, and I just think it helps show that when I'm going out and about, I can still get an outfit that speaks about my personality, that I am a chill person and I do a lot of things. If I'm going out to an event where you don't have to get too dressed up, I'll still put on an outfit to show that I'm still trying, if that makes sense in a way.
Absolutely. Yes. I was going to ask, do you think your style changes on your mood, or do you have a particular style that you think you lean towards day to day?
I actually do think it has to do with my mood, because sometimes I'll put on an outfit that I would wear on any other day, but maybe that day I just don't feel confident in it. I would say I'm probably I like to dress more upscale casual in a way. So not too little, but not too much. Yeah.
And then for you, Farhar, same question. How do you feel your clothing choices reflect your personality?
My style is more business casual, so I just want to people see that I'm confident to answer anything. So I am coming for a joint family, and sometimes say my word and put my opinion on a table, so kind of like a difficult for me. So that's why I always choose to dress up more confident, so people allow me to put my opinion in their table. I love to dress up a lot, even if I go to buy grocery. Even if my dress was so simple, I love to accessorize them with jewelry, necklaces. I always want to be present. And I love to be elegant. I always like a feel when I was dressed up a lot, I feel happy. Clothing is just not a piece of fabric for me. It's like a kind of happiness.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it sounds also you dress up really nice no matter where you're going. And I think that sort of thing also, people take you more seriously when you are.
More serious, yeah. To be honest, it's my voice. And I'm coming for a war country, and I think clothing is only way for me to actually speak to the world. So the words that I never speak to throughout my mouth, I speak it throughout my dresses and my styles and everything. Yeah,
you want to be heard, and
yes,
doing it through fashion is it's very very effective.
I really like how you said it's not just a piece of fabric to you; it's your voice. Because like, a lot of people never see that in the fashion industry, or not even just the fashion industry, but overall, which I think is really important, because it is a way to speak your mind. Everyone has a different style And I feel people forget that a lot.
Absolutely. I have a weird style. Oh, I wouldn't say weird. I wear a lot of dark clothes, and a lot of people will say that I'm goth, but I don't dress in the goth aesthetic at all. It just happens to be a darker piece of clothing. And for me, it's a lot easier not having to worry about pattern mixing or colors clashing. It's much easier for me to wear everything one color. But it is very frustrating when people will call me goth, because it is a gothic aesthetic is very particular, and it is not the group that I associate with. Not against them, but it's just not an accurate representation of.
And I think also the dark color clothing is a very fashionable and it's very cool. And I think dark colors and dark clothing and everything is actually power for me. If I see someone's wearing a whole black outfit, I will feel that, oh, she's something. She's very powerful. She has their opinion. And I will see her a great personality, to be honest.
That is a perfect segue into my next question, because I was going to ask you both, do you believe that people judge others based on their clothing choices, and why or why not?
Yes, I feel everyone has a judgment in them, whether it's good or bad. I just feel like that's kind of human. Agreed. And it does suck though, because everyone has different styles. Just because you have a certain style doesn't mean that's going to be someone else's.
I totally agree with you, Jules. I see a lot this concept in my country, more than American people. But because I'm a little bold with my outfits, even like I go to grocery stores, I will like put a big jewelry, stuff like that. And I see people was just looking at me. So I just know that they are judging to me. But sometimes I'm very happy that they are noticed. Oh, are you an art? Are you a fashion designer? Are you doing something in that field? I will just say yes. But still, yeah, I think this is something that as a youngster and as a new generation, we have to work on it. And let's just teach the new generation that judging people based on their clothing and their choice is not a good thing, to be honest.
I absolutely agree. My mom was very influential with me growing up. She always said, you don't want to be the person in the room that's wearing the same thing as everybody else. She very much pushed me to want to stand out. And it sounds easy, but honestly, you have to get over the mind block of caring about what other people are thinking about you to be able to wear what you want to wear confidently, because the way that you think about what you're wearing, it is going to show in the way that you hold yourself too. But I do think there is a lot of judgment out there about what people are wearing. However, I do see more and more people becoming open-minded as well. Yeah. Even though there is a lot of judgment, it is really nice to see the balance of people being like, yeah, that is an odd outfit, but I like it. Can't tell you why, but I like it. So, moving on, just a segue. The clothes we wear can significantly affect our mood and self-esteem. Wearing something that fits and is stylish can enhance one's confidence, while dressing in an outfit that feels uncomfortable can lead to a lack of self-assurance. The in-cloth cognition theory suggests that what we wear influences our mental state. For example, dressing up for an important meeting can make someone feel more competent and professional. Do you guys think wearing certain clothes can actually change how we behave?
I do. I think because even now I feel like I need to clean out my wardrobe and go get something else, because I feel like I've worn things over and over and it's gotten to a point where it's like, okay, now I don't feel like I could like bring out me more if I did have like different clothes. But I feel like that's normal for people.
Absolutely.
Like, because one outfit that you spent time or something that you really wanted and you got that outfit, you're going to be 100% more confident, because that's something that you feel good in rather than something that you just wear every day.
Definitely agree, yes. You doesn't want to wear a sweatshirt with the leggings when you go to your job interview. So definitely you want to wear something that put the first impression good on you with the someone that you did your interview and stuff like that. I always want to look good, and I wear jeans, the t-shirt with accessories and stuff like that. I change my purses. I think every place have their own clothing styles and clothing things that we can actually pursue to put that perfect inspiration to others. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. My mom is also a big look good, feel good type mentality. Mm-hmm. That's why she always looks so fabulous. Growing up, I think it was really hard for me, it still is, to find clothes that I feel good in, just because I am very petite and a lot of American sized clothing, even the smalls, are still pretty big on me. So I always feel my mood shift when I'm wearing something that I don't want to wear, that isn't my style.
Yeah, for me, total opposite you. So I grown up as a plus size kid. So nothing fits me, nothing, to be honest. Shopping for me, that's a horrible thing. When I was go to shopping with my mom, so I was, we always go look for the dresses, not from kids' side, more like grown-up sides, because I never fit in any kids' clothing when I was 8, 9, or 10, 11, that age. No kids like actually come and play with me because I was wearing adult clothing and stuff like that. So I start conversation with adult people. So that's actually, I feel I grown up faster than my age. But when I was just traveling, I lose weight a lot. And then I was finding clothing that appropriate for my age and my style. I gained confidence and I get more ease on myself. Yeah, but my childhood was totally a disaster. I don't want to look to my childhood pictures because I was wearing a maxi dresses. It's not a beautiful frock, a beautiful princess dress, that, mm-hmm. because they are not fitting me that well.
Trends have a powerful effect on clothing choices as they reflect societal shifts. Fashion often mirrors historical events, social changes, or popular culture. People may feel pressured to follow trends to fit in with peers or stand out in a specific way. This aspect can shape personal choices, either by conforming to current trends or actively resisting them. In what ways do you think social media affects how we perceive fashion?
For example, like Pinterest or Instagram, I think is a great way to get new ideas or just see different people's views and like what they like to wear. And I think it's a good way for inspiration. But at the same time, social media, I think, can be bad in a sense when it comes to fashion, because going back to what we were talking about earlier, there is a lot of judgment out mm-hmm. there. And I think it can be good or bad, but I think it is a good way for us to see other people all over the world and just get more of a story that we just don't know, because that's not our familiar face every day.
I totally agree with you, Jules. Yeah, social media have their good and bad faces. Yeah. And as a fashion designer, it's always good for me to look through the fashions, through the media, and see what's actually in the fashion right around, what people love and what people dislike. And sometimes it's good for the people that doesn't know what style actually they are. So they kind of like able to find their style through the fashion and through the medias and stuff like that. And I will say, what bad about the social media these days? We love to compare ourselves to others. So sometimes comparing yourself to others is to push you to the bad side of the social media. Mm-hmm. And you start comparing yourself and depressed. And you're just thinking, maybe I was not perfect for this world. And why people have those stuff and I don't have.
I think social media creates insecurities that shouldn't be there, because social media is not always real either.
Yeah, I see those people that wearing uncomfortable outfits and very uncomfortable one just because they are thinking this is fashion and this is what they're seeing through the social media. But sometimes, actually, I will say in young generation, they will want to compare themselves to the others. And I have my friend that she always wear uncomfortable clothing. And she actually talked that openly to me one day, that I'm very uncomfortable. I don't know why I'm doing that, but I just want to look like her. And I was shocked, why you want to look like her? God made us differently and we are beautiful the way that God made us. So just be yourself. You don't have to be someone else. Yeah.
Yeah, I think another good point to bring up too, going along with the insecurity thing, is micro trends can affect mm-hmm. people with insecurities because they'll go along with the micro trend. Then it feeds into fast fashion, and then the micro trend disappears, and then all of the clothes that went along with the micro trend, they get thrown out, and then the clothing is no longer relevant. It's almost feeding into insecurity, and it's also feeding into pollution and fast fashion, and it's contributing a lot to environmental issues.
I think fast fashion put us in a place that we are not appreciate the clothing that we have anymore. So yeah. We just wear one time and then we are just, okay, I'm done with this. I don't want to wear
it. It's not made with much quality either.
Quality. So yes, if the quality was zero, yes.
Yeah, if you do really like it, you can only wear it a good amount of times before it starts falling apart. Okay, guys, I think that is it for today.
I think that was amazing.
Yeah, that was really
fun. You did amazing.
Thanks, guys. That was a really good conversation. Yeah.